Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for September 14th, 2007. This week, how chickens are helping to save the environment, and new antibiotics from a surprising source. But first, Suzanne Bard answers a listener's question.
Listener Calvin Hamilton of Gainesville, Florida, wrote to ask whether it's true that dolphins can swim as fast as 20 miles per hour. According to marine biologist Frank Fish of Westchester University, they can sometimes swim even faster than that.
The highest speed that's ever been recorded was for the killer whale, which is the largest of the dolphins, and its speed was about 34 miles per hour.
He adds that high speeds create large amounts of drag, and for many years, scientists puzzled over how dolphins could possibly swim as fast as they do. Recent studies may have solved the problem.
It turns out that the animals can actually produce large amounts of thrust. So the muscle mass of the dolphin appears to be capable of producing the forces that are necessary for the dolphin to resist the drag that it incurs at very high speeds.
And if your head's swimming with science questions, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use one of them, you'll win a Science Update mug.
Thanks, Suzanne. In recent years, many of America's chickens have changed their diets. The goal isn't to trim their thighs, but to reduce the amount of phosphorus in their waste products. Phosphorus that finds its way into waterways and causes toxic algal blooms that kill fish. The key to the diet is an enzyme called phytase, which helps the chickens break down the natural phosphorus in their feed. University of Delaware animal and food scientist Bill Saylor and his colleagues, who spent years fine-tuning the diet, recently assessed its impact on local waters.
The bottom line is that the phytase works in terms of reducing the phosphorus load to the environment without creating any problems for the bird itself.
In Delaware alone, the efforts have helped reduce phosphorus pollution from chicken farms by 2 to 3 million pounds per year. Next, Justin Warner has a story about new antibiotics from an unexpected source.
Most animals, including people, produce natural antibiotics called antimicrobial proteins, or AMPs. These serve as a first line of defense against bacteria, viruses, fungi, and even cancer. But so far, AMPs haven't been made into effective drugs because they break down quickly in the body, and in higher doses, they stick to healthy red blood cells and kill them. Now, University of Michigan biochemist Neil Marsh and his colleagues may have found a solution. They coated the sticky ends of powerful AMPs from frog skin with a fluorine compound. It's the same chemical trick that gives Teflon its non-stick qualities.
I call this the frog meets frying pan project. We take the Teflon properties of a frying pan and the antimicrobial properties of a frog peptide and see if we put those together, can we make something to combat really serious infections.
In lab experiments, the resulting antibiotic was just as powerful as natural AMP, but much more stable.
And what we're trying to find out now is whether we can cure some of the toxicity, the stickiness problems. We're still working on that one.
If further studies showed that the Teflon AMPs really don't stick to healthy cells, they may eventually be used to fight serious drug-resistant infections.
Thanks, Justin. Well, they say that breaking up is hard to do, and now we know it may not be true. In a study in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology, volunteers predicted that breaking up with their partner would cause them extreme pain. But those that did break up during the course of the study reported far less despair after the breakup than they predicted. And the more in love they'd been, the bigger the difference in the pain they predicted they'd feel and the heartbreak they actually experienced. A study appearing in the Journal of Psychological Science had similar results. Volunteers who made bad decisions and experienced negative results never felt as bad as they predicted they'd feel. Those that had pleasant outcomes didn't feel as much joy as they expected. So whether we break up, screw up, or hit the jackpot, the feelings may not be as intense as we think they'll be. Next, Suzanne has the latest news about a common virus that could cause obesity.
Obesity has many causes, but there's growing evidence that common viruses may contribute to the condition in some people. Recently, Nikhil Durander and his colleagues at the Pennington Biomedical Research Center infected human stem cells with AD36, a common virus known to be associated with obesity in humans. They found that the cells they exposed to the virus accumulated a much higher amount of fat than uninfected cells.
Therefore, we conclude that human adenovirus AD36 has the ability to change stem cells into fat-containing cells.
Durander says that 8036 is just one of a number of adenoviruses that have been correlated with obesity in humans. But this is the first time a causal link has been demonstrated in the lab.
It's a popular belief that obesity is simply due to overeating. But there are a number of studies that point to various reasons that a person may gain weight, including why a person may be predisposed to overeating. And they may have genetic basis, metabolic basis, physiological explanations, perhaps including pathogens or viruses, which absolutely need to be considered instead of only looking at the final endpoint, overeating.
Durander adds that the researchers have also identified a gene in the AD36 virus that they think could be responsible for making stem cells fat. He says they hope to target the gene to develop a treatment or vaccine for viral obesity in the future.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's all for this week. Next week, scientists have discovered the entire genetic code of one species inside the DNA of an entirely different species. We'll tell you how this could have sped up the course of evolution. And we'll meet the scientists at the front lines of defense against the flu virus. In the meantime, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. It's 1 minute of exhilarating science every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website or at iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.